Dear Mr. President Putin, if I was your daddy, I'd paddle your ass, 'cause you a bad boy.
Come along and sing our song and join our family. MIKE.
Full of ideals and optimism. We can't wait any longer. Those 7 days have almost passed. With a distorted and disembodied sound, false prophets lift the immensely troubling here and now. This is WFOD, Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
Welcome to this thing we call the Dubfod. My name is Mike. I am joined by Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
What's up, Bowdy?
And guys, the king of pranks, the albino alligator, popcorn bitch, Coach T, Jaguar Impressive, the man o' spice, Mr. Travis Hulse is here, everyone. Travis Hulse.
Howdy, boys.
The phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Travis, there is a lot to get to tonight. I don't even know if we're going to have enough time to get through.
Guaranteed that we won't.
All that we have to talk about, Travis. Most notably, the angelic voice that opened our program for
many a year.
Over a decade, Travis, tragically died today at the age of 56.
R.I.P.
Mark Lanegan is dead. If you've ever heard Mark Lanegan sing before, I'm gonna guess it was probably cancer.
Yeah.
Like lung cancer.
Probably.
Except that man's, he's a smoker.
Or, you know... Some people do, some people don't, but you know the drugs catch up eventually.
The drugs?
Yeah. He could be drug free for the last 20 years, but they catch up eventually.
Drunk, our good pal Travis, he went to Disney World this week.
Yeah, he did. Well, last week, right?
Last week?
Yeah, I got back on Friday.
Travis, I hate to get a spoiler here, but is it the most magical place on Earth, Disney World?
Yes.
So before you get too far into that, you may not have this because, you know, you're up so far up north, but today here locally in the St. Louis area, our high was 68 and our low will be 19 a little before midnight tonight. I don't know if you know that, but it's a 49-degree swing that we're going to have today.
Yeah.
Global warming is real.
Travis. the big thing that I want to talk about, of course, is that Liam Neeson, he made another one of them movies.
Yeah.
It's called Blacklight. And I'll give you an idea.
Take it in a hotel.
Well, Blacklight, see, he's a fixer.
Okay.
And he wants to retire because, you know, he's getting old.
A fixer is in, he goes to apartment to fix your stuff.
Breaking and entering. Physical coercion. You name it, I've probably done it.
Murder?
Not on my menu.
So he's Batman.
Yeah, he just wants you to know that, you know, he'll do anything for the love of country, but no murder.
Okay.
Travis, are you okay to hear a little bit more of this Liam Neeson movie? He just nodded.
Yes, please. I'm always in the market for a new Liam Neeson.
Grandpa!
Babe, I've been thinking. Maybe it's time I hang it up.
No, Travis. Not an option.
He wants to get out, but the government, they said, no, you can't get out. It sounds like a Liam Neeson
movie.
Just
when I thought I was out, they brought me back in.
Travis, I kept this. I kept this for safekeeping for later.
Travis.
How many movies ago,
would
Travis?
Would this be an HBO Go kind of deal?
No, it's in theaters.
But not on any of the streaming services.
No, not
what
yet.
What were the last two?
Well, he
Marksman and...
Yeah, that was the one on the that was taken on the Mexican border,
and then taken on a snowmobile.
Oh wait!
Not snowmobile.
No,
plow.
The ice road trucker one.
Yeah, taken on a plow.
Travis, they are currently making an Ice Road Trucker Taken 2. He's making another Ice Road Trucker movie. How can you make another one? How can you be like, okay, you gotta drive the truck again?
You gotta go over the ice once more.
Taken on a snowplow too.
They're gonna be like, remember that last time you killed a bunch of people while you were driving the truck? Well, there's more people that are probably going to try to kill you.
So as much as I hate to say it, he's getting a bit long in the tooth. Who is our next Liam Neeson?
Well, we thought we'd need one, but apparently we don't. Yeah. Liam Neeson's just going to keep making these movies. Travis, I think Liam Neeson said that he was going to stop making those movies when he made Taken on the Airplane. And that was like 9 Takens ago.
Yeah, that was, what was that, Unknown? Yeah, that was the last one that he said he was going to do. And, I mean, we got the Marksman, we got the Snowplow, we got the Ice Road Truckers.
He made the Ice Road Truckers and the Snowplow, like, back to back. Like, he was like, hey, man, I'm going to make movies where I drive vehicles in snow. That's going to be my thing. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make all of the Takens for that. And now...
Well, didn't he have Taken on a
train?
Has
he done one on a
train? I think he did, like, a subway. Wasn't that the one where, like, the government person said, hey, you're on this train and you got to kill somebody while you're on the train, or I'm going to kill everybody on the train?
I thought that was the plane one.
No, I think he made a train one too, Travis.
The problem with these Liam Neeson movies is I've probably seen them all, but they blend together so much that I can barely keep track of them.
And he made the one where Ed Harris killed his kid. Ed Harris's kid, and that was just another Taken movie.
Are any of them bad, though?
No, they're all great.
Yeah, I mean, they are what they are, right? I mean,
yeah.
The thing
they're
is,
all like a perfectly good Saturday afternoon watch.
He said he wasn't going to make any more, and I think that he meant it. I think he doesn't want to be making these movies. I think they're holding him hostage, Travis. I think that, like, he keeps saying, I want to be a grandpa. I don't want to keep making these movies. And, like, the government's like, Liam, you got to keep making
either that
these
or the studio's like, here, $20 million. He's like,
what am I going to do?
Well, it got to the point where in that Mark Wahlberg, Will Ferrell movie, they kind of made fun of it by having, like, a Liam Neeson action movie at the end of Daddy's Home Part 2, right? Like, they're like, oh, Liam Neeson's at it again. But that was, like, 6 years ago, and he's still at it.
Like, yeah. he probably thinks it's funny, right? Or do you think he just hates
himself? It's his own inside joke. Oh, you mean like Flo? Because you know Flo hates herself for sure.
Has he made any movies that weren't action movies?
No.
Schindler,
in the past, like, 10 years?
Schindler's List.
Travis, just to get elderly people in movies out of the way, I watched the Netflix Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And it is a...
What was your opinion of that? I see that there's a pretty heavy discourse online about that movie.
Is there a discourse? What are they saying? Do they not like it?
It's either the best movie that ever existed or it's a pile of shit and people who love it are dumb.
I'm sorry, what movie is this?
Netflix made a Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Oh. So, like, if you look at the... And I don't think this is much of a spoiler. Travis, I'll tell you. There's police officers that arrest Leatherface in the first couple minutes of the movie.
Okay.
And
sure, because it's supposed to be a direct sequel to the original.
Spoiler alert, Travis. The police officers, they don't make it.
No, of course not.
So they're these country policemen, right? And they're driving him away from the town where the people have wronged him. And they get a pretty good distance. And then he murders the police. And
then it's like a road trip. Is it like him murdering his way back home?
Well, no, I guess he just hoofs it back there. But I mean, he's obese and the thing says 50 years later. So if Leatherface was 18 at the time of the original, which I imagine he was probably much older. I mean, he's still on Medicare. He's an old Leatherface.
50 years later?
It says 50 years later, yes.
I thought it was like a period piece that was supposed to take place right when the original left off.
But no, Travis, we're time jumping. These are millennial victims in this tech. Like, they all live stream getting chainsawed. No, it's a modern take. But Leatherface is an old man, and he hoofs it back to the town to murder people. And by the way, he was just in a car accident.
Because he killed the cops.
Yeah, in the car while they were driving.
Is Busta Rhymes in this?
No, Busta Rhymes is not in this. There is a
chainsaw, motherfucker.
But I have a clip, Travis. This is the reason why police don't come save anyone.
We have a report of a dead body in Harlow. Come on, Amon, you there? You're the only guys I have 50-mile radius. We need an officer in Harlow.
A 50-mile radius, Travis, on country roads. How long would that take? An hour at most, right?
He said a 6-mile radius.
50. He said 50-mile radius. Like, how long would it take you to drive 50 miles, especially if you're in a hurry and you have your sirens on?
About
so it's 50 years and minutes. A 50-mile radius?
Yeah, there's no cops within 50 miles.
Well, that can't be accurate.
And 68-year-old Leatherface is just roaming back to town after the cops have been murdered, and no cops are coming because it's 50 miles. I'm not going to drive that far. There's been a murder, but
plans.
Fuck it. We'll just try to get the other cops on the radio. And they're not answering, but it's probably because they're jacking off.
And then there just so happens to be a group of millennials hanging out for him to murder?
Well, okay, Travis. Now we'll get into a little bit of spoiler territory here.
Shit. I was going to watch it after we recorded.
Well, I won't ruin much, Travis. But the millennials, they're going to rehab the town. You know, they're going to...
As millennials do.
Yeah, like the town is a shithole. Because nobody wants to live there.
They're going to gentrify the Hicks?
Yeah. Kind of like the guy and the gal from Mississippi, the Chip and Joanne wannabes.
Who?
So they're gonna build like a microbrewery.
Yeah,
like a microbrew.
Yeah, like
pub.
they're gonna put in a restaurant. I think they're chefs. And this is all in the first couple of minutes, so I'm not really spoiling too much here. But yeah, no, he lives in a shitty town because nobody wants to live there because of all the Texas Chainsaw Massacres. These millennials, they're like, fuck it, the land's cheap, and then they get Texas Chainsaw murdered.
That's a classic mistake.
Shouldn't do that, Travis. So, there's a reason the land is so cheap.
Every time somebody tries to rehab Camp Blood, aka Camp Crystal Lake, it's like, oh, this cheap camp hasn't been in service for a while. Why don't we buy this camp?
Right.
Bring a bunch of horny teenagers here. No, what could go wrong?
I'll tell you what, guy's fucking spry for a 68-year-old, Travis. Like, he moves quick.
If indeed he is 68, he could be older.
That's all that human eating that they do. That's keeps you virile, right? Like you eat a nice butt steak once in a while, and it'll keep you going.
Yeah, just somebody roams into town. You Texas chainsaw murder them, and you eat them, and it keeps you young.
Yeah, wear their virile face, eat their thighs, and do some Texas chainsawing.
Travis, how is Disney World?
It's amazing.
Do you have?
I wasn't sure. If I'd enjoy it. You know, I'm not a big fan of crowds or people.
Was there a crowd?
Happiness.
Like, was there a ton of people?
It was packed. It's like business as usual there. You can't even get tickets unless you have them already.
It is Florida. They don't. You know, COVID doesn't exist in Florida.
It doesn't.
No. Well, it's funny because the mask mandate at Disney was still going. So if you were indoors in any Disney World thing, like, you could be maskless waiting in a 200, 300 person line. But as soon as that line got indoors, you had to throw a mask on or had to wear one. We were watching the news on Tuesday while we were down there, and they had said, oh, Disney just decided to go and drop that mask mandate. So Thursday, which was our last park day there, we went to the Animal Kingdom, and there was no mask mandate then. So if you want to know.
So Animal Kingdom is like the zoo?
Yeah, it's like the zoo, but there's rides there. One of the big ones was down, and so they have like the Avatar park and all that kind of stuff too. But otherwise it's like Lion King and that kind of, but yeah, it's a zoo. We did like a safari. You jump in a big vehicle and they travel you around their giant sanctuary. And you can see all the elephants and tigers and shit.
Did you get to pet giraffes? Anything?
No petting of the tigers or the elephants. You were just in the vehicle and you get to drive around. There was other places like walkthrough where it was like kind of like a normal zoo. You know, they had their bird area that birds could fly in your hair if you'd like to. But yeah, so we did that. The last day and it was so goddamn hot. You know, when we left, we flew out of Minneapolis. And I think from when we left to when we got down to Florida on that Saturday, it was like an 85 degree discrepancy between the two. And it pretty much did the same thing. Like, I think when we left Florida the day before was like 87. And when we got back to Minneapolis, it was like 6 degrees. So it was pretty crazy. What beautiful weather. Yeah. So we did Magic Kingdom the first day. Then the second day we did Hollywood Studios, and that's where all the Star Wars shit is. And if you are a Star Wars fan, their Galaxy's Edge park is just unbelievable. Then we took a day off, and then we did Epcot.
What'd you do on your day off? You just chill around the hotel?
Yeah, which was nice too, because you're on your feet so much at these goddamn parks. Yeah. That, you know, I mean, my feet were throbbing by the time I was done with this thing. And so, yeah, we just hang around the resort because we stayed at a Disney resort. Actually, I think we stayed at, I remember when Matt was talking about going to Disney, and I think he said that they stayed in the Little Mermaid resort. That's where we stayed too, was Art of Animation, Little Mermaid.
Well, it is a swamp, right? That's basically where you're at, is a swamp.
No, you don't really see that. There's a lot of trees. The Everglades are there, but you don't. I mean, there's not a lot of the Disney resort that we were at had like a giant lake kind of thing or whatever. But you don't see too much swamp. The thing I didn't know about Disney World, you know, you kind of have a picture in your mind if you've never been there. It's just like a giant theme park thing. But like Disney World, once you pull through the archway that says Welcome to Disney World with Mickey Mouse on it, it's a goddamn city the size of San Francisco. It's literally a city.
So how about mosquitoes?
There was no mosquito. I think it's off season. You know, it's February, so I think the mosquitoes don't come out till summer, just like for us.
Yeah.
So that, and I don't even know how central. I mean, Orlando is central Florida. It's not, you know, by the coast or anything. So I don't think you get as much of that nonsense as you do down there.
Goofy and Jafar, they go around and spray too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Mary Poppins, her little parasol umbrella is full of.
So how is Epcot? I heard Epcot's like the coolest place down there.
Epcot's fucking awesome, dude. Like, as soon as you walk in, you know, it's like a big circle around this giant pond lake thing. And you're familiar with Epcot, how it's like different countries or whatever.
Sure.
You take a left and you're in Canada. So it's all Canadian vibed. And then you end up in, what's next? Like the UK. I think the UK is first. Then it's Canada. Then it's Mexico. Then it's like right. Morocco and Germany and Japan. So like all of these sections of Epcot are styled after these different countries. And the best thing was having a beer in every different country, because they obviously have their beers from Canada, their beers from Mexico and all that stuff too. So by the time you make it around to the other side of Epcot, granted it takes like
pretty drunk
8 huh? hours plus, but you know, you've had 13, 14 beers, so it's pretty great.
So what was your favorite meal down there?
I had a pretty good seared tuna steak. This is another thing that I didn't realize that existed. Is it's called Disney Springs. It's like their arts and entertainment and shopping area. So it's like another city within the city. And so we ended up eating at this place called the Boathouse, you know, and obviously it's Florida, so they have fresh seafood and stuff. So I had a lightly seared tuna steak. That was pretty delicious. Otherwise, yeah, I think I had a steak one night and everything. So the thing about Disney is it's kind of like Vegas. Where once you go down there, you just have to swipe your card and forget about it.
Yeah. You know, because
if I was going, you know, say we were in a park and I wanted a Corona and the wife wanted a Corona and the kids wanted a popcorn and a couple of sodas.
$34.
Every time you do that. Yeah, every time you do that, $60. You know, beers are $8, sodas are $5, popcorn $7. I mean, anything you get from anywhere is pretty much $10 to $20.
So you gotta forget about all that and just worry about it.
You're on vacation, you'll make the money later. That's kind of our philosophy.
That's the
too,
thing. Yeah. I didn't look at it. I almost made the mistake of looking at my bank account online just to check to see how I was doing on like Thursday, and I'm like, nope. And then I did that once I got home, and I was like, oh, it looks like I spent like $52 and 20-ounce Diet Cokes for mixed drinks at the resort because you can't buy a 2-liter in that fucking place.
So I guess that leads right into the big question, Drunk.
You can still go to like CVS and come back, right?
No, man. We didn't have a vehicle. We stayed at a Disney resort specifically so we didn't have to rent a vehicle because transportation – was provided by Disney from the airport to the resort, from the resort to the airport.
Yeah, that's how they get you.
To all of the parks, you either take a shuttle or you take these awesome Skyliner things. So the resort that we stayed at, two of the parks, Epcot and Hollywood Studios, you could take these Skyliner things where essentially just like boxes that you sit in that transport you through the air to the different parks, unmanned, just like trolley cars in the air. There, it was fucking phenomenal.
You're on a
so no,
island.
I didn't have
so drive. So it sounds like Disney World is like the future.
Yeah, it's the world of tomorrow.
Travis, we got to talk merch. Did you buy the lightsaber? Did you buy
I didn't buy anything. No, I bought experiences.
Any photos coming down the roller coaster?
Actually, I think we might have one from Space Mountain. The wife, when she booked this, bought, there's like a photo pass. So there's people in white shirts all around Disney theme parks with cameras, and they set up in specific areas. So if you have this photo pass, everything is paid for with a wristband, so it's like an Apple Watch, but it's not.
Is it like when it's like when you go to the hospital?
Yeah, except it's got like a little little chip in it. So when they scan it, they can see who you are and all that kind of stuff too. So you scan that to get in the parks, and then you also fingerprint. You put your fingerprint in the fucking machine, and it'll let you in the park.
My
it's
God.
Crazy.
Disney has all
and if you do it wrong.
Now.
If you do it wrong, it won't let you into the park. So you scan your bracelet at the first park you go into and then put your fingerprint in. So that way it's logged. So the next time you go to one of the other theme parks, if it's not your fingerprint, you can't get in.
Mm.
So this thing on your wrist also can pay for things. So you can scan it like it was a credit card and it'll bill to your room. Mm-hmm. And it also will log whether or not you have this photo pass. So if you have this photo pass, you can stop by all these white shirt Disney cast members, they call them, and they'll take your picture wherever.
So, you didn't see any like flippable merch opportunities there?
I was looking, believe me. There's, I don't know when pins got so big, because it is right now, I will say it's Disney's 50th anniversary celebration. So I was looking for things on eBay that I could potentially buy only at Disney that I could actually bring home and sell.
Yeah.
But nothing had the margins that would make it worth it to like put it in the check bag or carry on and bring it back. The one thing I did bring back is I made sure we had room cleaner people came in like twice the week we were there. And I was looking, they have a Disney 50th anniversary coffee blend, like singles for like single K-cup kind of things.
Oh, so you pocketed them every day so that you got more.
I did, right. The coffee was actually really good. I had it one day, but then the days that I didn't have it, I stocked it in my suitcase.
As you should.
So I was seeing that there were a couple of sales for this weird Disney 50th anniversary single cup coffee where people were selling like a packet, like a single cup for like $7 on eBay. So I did, I did keep a couple of those so I could turn those into some cash.
That guy's always hustling, drunk.
I'll give you $4 for one.
Guys,
so how was the shower pressure?
Amazing.
It's good. There's nothing worse than going to a hotel with a shitty shower pressure.
The shower pressure was crazy, and every time you flushed the toilet, you thought your insides were going to get pulled out of your asshole.
So no courtesy flushing on that one?
No, not necessary. I mean, I think if you put your foot in there, it would suck your leg halfway down.
So did you go to Avatar World?
We walked through it, but we didn't. The lines, because Animal Kingdom doesn't have a lot of rides.
Uh-huh.
The two Avatar rides, or the two or three Avatar rides, are a couple of the biggest ones. So they had like 2+ hour waits, and it was our last theme park of the week, and I think we were all kind of burnt out, and it was fucking hot, so we just didn't want to wait in Avatar line. So we checked out there's like this really kick-ass Lion King stage show that they did inside, which was really awesome. We did like a safari, and I think we might have did another. I can't remember. It kind of blended together at the end, but no, we didn't do it. We didn't do any of the Avatar shit.
Would you prefer to go back there or go to Universal Studios?
I would totally go to Disney again. I feel like we did a really good job at the Magic Kingdom, especially of hitting most of the rides. I will say that if you go to the Magic Kingdom, Jungle Cruise is a pile of shit. It's not worth the wait. But pretty much everything that we did Haunted Mansion. You know, we did a lot of the big ones, Space Mountain, and then a couple of things like that. They were
Space
all cool.
Mountain,
I think.
Johnny. No, I'm sorry.
The one ride that Epcot has that was actually really kick ass was a it's like brand new. It's like a Ratatouille thing, and a bunch of their rides are like these weird 3D screens. You're wearing 3D glasses, and you're in like a cart, and you get water blown out.
That's the new thing.
The Ratatouille thing is really cool.
Do they still have the Michael Jackson thing?
I think that's in Disneyland.
No, I've never been to Disneyland, and I've been to the Michael Jackson thing. So it was at Disney World.
What is it?
Is it Captain EO? Is that the name?
No, that's gone.
Did they have the thing where like you're inside the body? That was fun too. And Figment. Remember Figment, the purple dragon?
Oh, Figment's there.
Yeah,
that's fucking at, Figment. That's that at guy Epcot. Fucks. Like the, yeah, that Figment ride was kick ass.
Yeah,
I've never been, so I couldn't.
You should go drunk. It'll be fun.
You should go drunk. It's awesome. I would totally. I was unsure.
Just me and my lady.
I'd go back.
No.
Do you need?
It'd be cool
children?
For. There's a lot of couples, and there's a lot of shit for like a couple to do without kids.
I heard that if you get on the Avatar ride, they let you do the ponytail fucking.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
I will be in Florida
Sticking
for like 2 weeks.
Ponytails up ass.
I heard that. Are you gonna go on a road trip?
Yeah.
Just all around.
We're going to do the world's most beautiful highway, they say.
Why is it so beautiful?
Because it starts in Miami and it goes to Key West and you're over the ocean for like 2.5 hours.
You got to take your shirt off.
Okay.
You roll the windows down.
You know what's super funny about our trip to Disney? I found out 2 days in that my brother was in Florida.
You didn't even know?
No, I had no idea. And I was scrolling through, I was scrolling through Facebook or something, and there was like a picture of him and like looked like tropically. I'm like, what the fuck? So I look at Instagram and it's like, oh, him and his wife are in Florida. I'm like, what's happening here? So then I texted him. I'm like, hey, you guys in Florida, huh? He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh, that's funny. Cause, we just got here yesterday. Like, oh, he was in like Fort Lauderdale and, in Miami and shit. Yeah. So it's a couple hours.
Yeah, I tried to book a deep sea fishing excursion.
How deep?
You know, where they take you out a couple hours past the coast and catch tuna and ahi and shit.
Do you put on a wetsuit?
I don't think you need to in Florida. You would need to in California.
In flippers?
No.
You said like, deep
sea. I don't think you're fishing. You're fishing, I don't think you're also scuba-ing.
No.
Are you just fishing?
Just fishing.
What's the deep part?
The sea is deep.
Yeah, but you're not going deep.
You're not fishing in the shallows. You're fishing in the deep.
That's just fishing.
Yeah, here they got a lot of restaurants there too.
Well, it turns out there's a big old corporate thing going on the week I'm down there, and every boat is fucking full. So,
okay,
that's bullshit, man.
It is. But you know, now I know for next time I go.
You know what you need
either
to do?
Either go at a different time of year or plan my shoot earlier.
You probably just need to like walk along the coast and find a ragtag guy who will take you out. You know, like
no, I don't want. No,
like a guy who's
I don't need no Cubano fucking who's got a fucking 8-foot fucking
drunk. Just pretend you're with Johnson & Johnson down there for a corporate retreat and get on one of them boats.
Just yeah, rub elbows with people and be like, hey, one and done, right?
I'll just buy the fish when they come back. Be like, hey, let me buy that tuna.
But that's not, you're supposed to buy the experience.
I know. Do you know how long it takes to catch a tuna,
you
want to
feel the tug on that line.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, let me get that tuna.
Luckily for me, the week before I'm going trout fishing too, so.
Well, take some trout down there and see if you can trade.
That's not bad, Travis. Just like bring a cooler.
This trout.
I got this fresh Missouri trout straight from the fucking farm.
Yeah, you can't get this down here.
Just bring a cooler full of catfish down to Florida and be like, hey.
I didn't say catfish. I said trout.
Well, I was mixing it up.
Who's going to catch the catfish?
Fuck you guys. I was just trying to be fun and talk about fish with you.
Cooler full of perch and be like, look at this. Oh. I got all these perch.
Travis can get that northern pike.
I go to the Ozarks. I know about the local. What about carp? Can we bring carp?
Carp.
Ooh.
Who eats carp besides Asians?
Nobody eats carp.
Yeah, but they don't know that. They'll just be like, oh, this is this
delicacy from the Midwest.
Right. You trick those Florida guys.
They're called just bluegill.
Eat the salty fish.
I got these bluegill here.
Yeah. Fuck you guys.
What?
WFOD!
Check it out. With DirecTV Stream, I can get live TV and on-demand together. Look. Serena Williams. Misery. Serena. Misery. Serena. Misery.
Say it, must be the director's cut.
Get your TV together with the best of live and on demand. Introducing DirecTV Stream.
Travis stumbled into a bar one night, and a popcorn machine was there in sight. As he tossed some kernels into his face, a voice came calling from the back of the place.
They called him bitch.
They called him popcorn bitch.
The popcorn bitch.
His eyes began to twitch.
They called him bitch.
He looked for which?
Popcorn bitch.
Guy called him Popcorn bitch.
Who you calling a bitch?
Bitch.
He said to the man. The guy got up with a drink in his hand. Travis wasn't ready to let it slide.
Why don't you and me take this outside?
He called him Popcorn Bitch.
The Popcorn Bitch.
Travis's eyes began to twitch.
The Popcorn Bitch.
He'd fight the man who witch.
The Popcorn Bitch.
Called him the Popcorn Bitch. Travis threw the first punch. Then he got hit once. His friend got involved and hit his opponent a bunch. He called him Popcorn Bitch. Travis's eye began to twitch.
The Popcorn Bitch.
He'd fight the man who witch.
The Popcorn Bitch.
Called him the Popcorn Bitch. They called him Popcorn Bitch. Travis's eye began to twitch. He'd fight the man who witch.
The Popcorn Bitch.
Called him the Popcorn Bitch.
Drifting further and further. Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Travis, I don't listen to Joe Rogan all the time, but I'll tell you what. When he has like a doctor on to talk about COVID, oh, I eat that shit up, Travis. I
you're all in.
Yeah, I'm all in. Like it's like, oh, there's a doctor that's going to talk about COVID shit. I got to hear this, and they had a guy named Michael Osterholm on like a week ago, and he's on Joe Biden's COVID advisory board, and so I'm listening to this, and he said something that kind of creeped me out, and I felt like it needed more investigation, sometimes I have a hard time gauging whether like I'm being ridiculous or not. And I think that you and Drunk, you'll tell me, but this creeped me out. I want to play you this and I want to know what you think.
It's a major program. Dr. Stephen Thomas, who heads this up, who is just a very creative, innovative guy, and it's starting to spread around the country. It's actually one we need to duplicate, replicate in other places where you can actually get the message out to help people. You know, where do they hear it? You know, well, I heard it in the barber chair. Well, who do you trust more? Well, I trust my barber.
don't know. Well, I don't have a barber, clearly.
I kind of was making that inference, you know, I was talking about this when I started.
But when I did, I had a lady cut my hair, and she was great, but I wasn't taking medical advice from her.
Yeah. You know? Well, you know, if she was highly trained, it may be a good time for you to listen.
Maybe. I don't know. She told good stories, but.
What I got from that is that, like, they're getting barbers to be, like, secret agents.
What?
They're like getting barbers, and they're being like, hey, barbers.
What is it like in your mind?
What are you talking about? Am I crazy, Travis?
Sounded to me like he was trying to flirt with him the whole time.
Travis. He was just fucking with him. He was saying people are getting information from their barber.
No. They have a program where they're getting barbers to, like...
You misheard something there.
But
the black community also holds a deep skepticism of the medical profession.
Maybe it's because you're trying to get the goddamn barbers to tell them shit. No? So I looked
up... I think the black community has always had a issue with taking
Oh, hey there. Travis?
Travis.
Hello?
You're back now.
There we go. It's just a little skip.
The black community is always what?
No. No, never mind.
He's self-centered himself.
So I looked up this guy that he talked about, this Stephen whatever, the guy, and this is...
Our network's called HAIR, Health Advocates in Reach and Research.
They have a group that they get the barbers to tell people stuff.
You're mistaken there, buddy.
They're calling up the barbers.
You heard what you wanted to hear.
You
there.
Fucking barbers. You tell them this shit, and so then, like, you know, the fucking guys show up to get their haircuts, and the barbers are like, "Hey, you heard about these vaccines?"
What was the sentence you said at the beginning of this, Mike? You're off your rocker.
Who's the guy with a comb in blue liquid? Do you want his advice on COVID? He keeps his scissors clean. He'll tell you about vaccines. Here you thought you were just getting a fucking haircut.
No.
The song was great.
The entire world is just like that scene at the end of John Wick 2, where the
everybody's
like
in on it.
Mikado,
yeah, like everybody gets the text message.
Right. Like
everybody turns to look at him at the right time, and it's like everybody's in on it.
So let me ask you this:
this fucking guy,
how much money are they paying the barbers for this?
Well, you know, the barbers, they had to close for a while. They'll probably take the money to tell you stuff.
How
was all conspiracy.
How much money?
Like they made the barbers close so they could bring them on as secret agents.
The government, they call up all the barbershops.
Travis, stop.
And they say, hey, when you get people in your chairs, this is what you got to tell them.
Hey, did you know that I'm in on it too?
Do you cut hair?
Nope.
Well, I cut hair.
Do you? You just cut your own hair.
Pubes.
Oh. You're a pube cutter?
Yeah.
You do that, like, professionally?
Mm-hmm.
Like, somebody needs their pubes
just
cut,
my own.
call you?
Yep.
Are you on Facebook Marketplace?
Yep.
They're like, hey, you need some manscaping?
And then I say, hey, have you heard of this... Moderna?
Oh, you're not supposed to talk about Moderna anymore.
Have you heard about this Pfizer?
Why can you not talk about Moderna?
There you go. Moderna has been proven, the conspiracy theorists were right about Moderna. There's a small percentage of people who get heart palpitations or whatever from the Moderna.
So Pfizer's the only good one?
Pfizer's the only good one. Johnson & Johnson was shit-canned like last year already. They were saying, oh yeah, Johnson & Johnson, that's probably just don't get that one.
Well, I heard that they stopped making it for a while because they just have so much of it that nobody wants. So they're going to try to get rid of the stuff that they have that nobody wants. I misread the barber thing, is what you're saying.
Listen, people aren't coming to WFOD for misinformation about COVID. They're going to Joe Rogan for that.
Yeah, but no, I'm not talking about COVID. I'm talking about barbers talking about COVID.
Yeah. How many barbers do you believe are in the United States?
Lots.
And they're going to pay every single one of them off.
Yeah.
Think about what you're saying.
He said something about a program that...
It's a major program.
It's a major program, Travis. He said it's a goddamn program.
When did he say... The
infrastructure bill is like $1 trillion. They probably built in this barber program in the infrastructure bill. Probably on like page 293, about, hidden under some other pork shit.
About the barbers.
Well, for that reason, I'm out.
I'll do my own research, Travis. He talked about the minks too. That was earlier in the thing. He said that he talked about the minks and he talked about the hamsters. And
he did talk about them.
Yeah.
What did he say?
Just that it's happening.
Not that it's good or bad either way. Just that that's something that is happening.
Yeah, we're just wiping out species.
For no reason.
Yeah.
They might have COVID.
We killed all the minks. You know, whatever.
What are you going
to
do?
We got to get the barbers to talk about it. Maybe they need to pay the podcasters.
Maybe Rogan now, after this information, needs to do like a series on barbers and just have a bunch of different barbers on his program to uncover the truth behind this government program.
I'm going to read more about the barbers, Travis, and now I'm going to get to the bottom of this.
You go to like Sports Clips or something, don't you?
Yeah. I go to Sports Clips or I go to Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. None of them have ever talked to me about any of this.
Next time, though, that you go there, maybe they feel like you're not the right person. Next time that you go to Sports Clips, why don't you just kick open that iPhone recording app and ask your hairstylist about COVID vaccination? See what happens.
Just see if like they're on the take. Be like, hey, has the government ever contacted you about telling people about the vaccine? Just see what they say.
I think that's a good idea because I feel like if they were going to go after anybody, it would be a corporate entities, right? And I think Sports Clips, Great Clips, Cost Cutters, those are the people that they would probably go after. I can't see them going after a lot of...
It's a rough time on the audio this week, John.
I see you shaking your head. So, Travis, would you say you have a pick of the week there, buddy?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Travis. Pick of the week, bud.
Yellow Jackets on Showtime.
My wife's watching that.
Is that a movie about, like, gangs or something?
No, I think it's a bunch of soccer gals that are cannibals.
Television program about a high school soccer team, girl soccer team that crashes in 1992. And we go back and forth between 1992, where they're trying to figure out what they're doing trapped in the wilderness. And we go 25 years later to them trying to cover up things that happened. But you don't know everything that happened. They slowly uncover that. I just finished episode 7. It's greatly acted. It's mysterious. There might be a supernatural element. You don't know yet. It might suck by the time I'm done with it. But so far, I am very intrigued and love everybody in it. Melanie Lynskey, you got Juliette Lewis, Christina Ricci. It's quite the program.
How's
like
Christina Ricci holding
Yellow Jackets?
Anything with Christina Ricci.
She looks crazy, too. It's awesome. They like do her up with this fucking curly hair, bobbed blonde haircut. She's got glasses. It's like, she seems like a lunatic, but she still can get it.
Oh yeah. Drunk. I have 3 picks of the week. Should I limit it to 2?
This is your show. You do you, baby.
Travis, one of them kind of stupid, on Instagram. There's an account. It's a Dexter Dog. O-U-R-A-Y. Dexter Dog or Ray. It's a dog that like was in a car accident, like lost his front feet. He just walks around on 2 feet like he's people, Travis. He walks straight up And they got videos of him just going for walks, like just walking around. The craziest fucking thing I ever seen. I watch it all the time. This goddamn dog walking around on 2 feet and like he just walks by people and people are looking at him like, dude, what the fuck? And he doesn't give a fuck. He's just happy as shit. So, yeah, that's one of my picks of the week. And there's a band. It's like a female fronted punk band.
Kitty.
Called A Bad Mary. They do a Twitch stream every Tuesday right before us that I usually check in on for a while I'm sitting here setting everything up. It's a Bad Mary band on Twitch. They're a lot of fun. They do a Twitch stream. They play a lot of originals. They play a few covers. They're very interactive because, yeah. So that and Travis. Book, Chuck Klosterman put out a book called The 90s, where he's kind of dissecting the decade that we grew up in. I always like his stuff, but this one is really great.
Klosterman wrote what he wrote for a major publication, right? What did he write
for? Spin, I believe, and Rolling Stone.
Spin magazine.
Yeah, but mostly Spin. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, no, he's great, and I read all of his books. They're all good. And this one, the last one, he had the a British lady do the audiobook, and I didn't like that one because I didn't like a British lady reading his stuff. And I haven't read it yet, but I got the audiobook of this one, and I'm listening to it, and it's great. So, yeah, The 90s by Chuck Klosterman. I guess that's my official pick of the week. The other two are just silly. Drunk pick of the week?
Drunk's pick of the week. You know, you need to live in the proper city for it, and I personally am not going to be able to attend this year, and I haven't for the last 9 or so, but happy Mardi Gras, everybody. Easter is upon us.
When's Mardi Gras?
It's soon? This weekend.
Oh, it is?
Technically, Fat Tuesday is this a week from today, and then the weekend celebrations in the major cities that actually celebrate Mardi Gras are this weekend.
Travis, I went to a chiropractor Monday.
How'd that feel?
It felt like I got the shit kicked out of me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
In my family, we don't believe in chiropractors.
I
That's because you never went.
Yeah.
Well, you know, according to my mom and dad, that's kook medicinery.
I had this fucking crazy ass back pain, and I thought maybe if I went to this guy and he cracked the fuck out of me, maybe it would make my back feel better. And
don't give up on it after a week or two. You got to go multiple times. And that's where Drunk's family is a lot like a lot of other people where they say, oh, that's kook medicine. It didn't work. It's like, yeah, you went fucking one time. It doesn't work like
that. Or they went and fucked your shit up worse than it was.
Well, yeah, I told them I think I have to go for 2 months because I've contractually agreed to. So,
The first time I went to a chiropractor, it took 3 months for them to fix me. And now I go probably every 6-7 months just to get an adjustment and keeps me fluid, you know?
Yeah, but he did a couple of little things for me and he goes, okay, breathe in, breathe out. And I breathed out. And then he
sat on your chest.
Hadoukened me in the back and fucking.
Yep.
I cracked like a motherfucker and I go, ugh.
Yep. You get used to that, and the one that really got me was when I was having neck problems, and she, you know, it was almost like it was like Steven Seagal or Jean-Claude Van Damme grabbing your head,
yeah,
like he was going to snap your neck to kill you.
Yeah.
And it's like you feel it, but you also hear it, in your ear.
Yeah, he did something like that to me, too, and I think that, I went into panic mode and was, fighting him back, and I don't think that's what you're supposed to do.
No, he's like, that's what my noise did. I'm used to it now, but she was always like, you need to loosen your neck. And she would tap you on the side of the head just to try to get you to loosen up or whatever so she could snap your neck. And it was like, oh, maybe the first time I shouted pretty loud and then I started laughing because it was so ridiculous.
Travis, you know what? I imagine that if you get to a point where you're not fighting back, that's the perfect time for him to start talking to you about vaccines.
They wouldn't be able to talk the chiropractors into telling you about that because they're all into
natural remedies and herbal supplements and shit.
Yeah.
They don't want government shit shoving shit in people's bodies.
Travis.
Drunk, I think we did
it. My other pick of the week is Disney World.
Disney World.
Happiest place on earth. Magical Kingdom. If you go there, make sure to check out the Magic Kingdom firework show. They do it at 9 o'clock. It's amazing. It's one of the coolest things you'll ever see. The wife actually said it was the coolest thing she ever saw.
Is it like over the castle?
Yeah, the fireworks show is over the castle. They actually project a bunch of animation on the castle, which is synchronized to the fireworks. So
it's like just Elsa, like the movies.
Elsa from Frozen does like her little power thing where she shoots off to the side her little powers and it shoots out of the side of the castle. Then she shoots it out of the other side of the castle. Then she powers up and shoots it up super high above her head. And giant fireworks shoot out the top of the castle. It is fucking amazing.
How's the Aberder?
In the chat, Lisa says, I wish Mike had videoed his chiropractor session. I don't think
they allow that.
Yeah, probably not.
That's how you will, Aberder.
They don't want you to know the secrets.
My NASCAR race was 0.02 of a second away from winning the race. I should have won like $500.
Instead, you lost how many?
50.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm Dill Dannon.
Where's that coming from?
For listening to this installment of WFOD, if you enjoyed it, subscribe, share it with a friend. Hey, consider supporting the show on Patreon at patreon.com/WFODix. Follow us at twitch.tv/WFODshow or youtube.com/user/WFODix. Should figure out a way to make that better. Leave us a voicemail at 636-487-4263 or email travis@wfodix.com with comments, questions, guest suggestions, or whatever. Thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Amanda, Val, Brian, and Liquid. Also, a special thank you to Carl Casey at White Bat Audio for the music we used this week. Visit WFOD Show for more. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
So do you, still got the sound clip from last week? Oh, you know it. The one that Travis probably needs to hear from. The one that our one of our buddies did for us in the Discord.
Are you talking about the impression?
The impression, yeah.
I didn't think it was worth Travis hearing.
What?
I thought it was a terrible impression of me.
You know, impression is like the most sincere form of flattery, right?
Is that what you think?
That's what I know.
Somebody did an impression of you in the Discord?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Travis, do you think this is a good impression of me?
Welcome to this thing we call the Dubfod. My name's Mike, and joining us is Popcorn Bitch Travis. So, Travis, I just recently stumbled upon a thing that you might be interested in, Travis. It's a thing called having sex, Travis. You ever heard of it? Is it, you think it'll be your pick of the week, Travis? Huh?
Don't laugh at that. It's not funny. I have sex, guys.
No, the content is. We agree that you have sex, Mike. You fuck. Mike, you fuck.
I do, guys.
It's pretty funny.
I feel like the cadence, he caught the cadence very well.
No.
He's got some kind of accent.
Well, it's Pepper.
What kind of accent is it?
It's Pepper. It's Travis. He's from Mississippi or whatever.
Travis. I don't sound like that.
Yeah, there's an accent there, but it's very funny.
Well, I'm glad you guys enjoy it.
Yeah, I love it. I fucking love it.
It's over.
Well. Bye.
Hey, what do you want to do about this Facebook video? Do you want to like take a strike or do you just want to delete it? And I was like, just delete it.
Just fucking delete it. Who cares?
Fuck.
Strike. Fuck your strikes. Yeah. Fucking idiots.
Yeah, you know how many views we get from Facebook? Zero. Yeah.
It's like nobody likes Facebook, you fucking idiots. You would take a strike. Fucking strikes.
Yeah, strike me. Who gives
fuck? A Facebook strike? Ooh, are you going to take down our Facebook page?
Oh, no. With my 72 likes?
You mean I can't pay you to show my posts to the people who like us? You mean, like, the only interaction I can get is you telling me to pay you? Oh, no. I won't get those messages anymore? Oh, no.
Give me your strike because you got two strikes already.
Yeah.
See who gets another strike first, you fucking assholes.
We should strike them back.
Did you save the show? Did you save it yet?
No, it's still recording. We're still like kind of doing it, I guess.
I always make sure you save it before.
Strike.
Save it before I leave.
Strike. Oh, no. Oh, not a strike. Not a Facebook strike.
You're a goofy bastard.
I fucking dare you to strike me, Facebook. In fact, I'm going to go out of my way to make more things for Facebook to strike, Travis. If Facebook sends us messages about strikes, that's better than like them sending us stuff saying that we should pay them money to send our stuff to the people who want to see it.
You see the last visitor post on our fucking social media page on your service? Yeah, it was like 2 years ago. Your strikes mean shit.
your dead ass service. Yeah.
Oh, no. And we only have two more left.
Ooh, is it a three-strike policy?
How many strikes can I get? I'd like to leave the video up if it's more than two strikes.
Fucking dickheads. Travis, let's go live again and play it again.